Well, now to Florida, one of 12 states that didn't expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act to cover more people who can't afford health insurance. That's left many residents without access to health care. WUSF's Stephanie Colombini explains how one county found a way to combine resources to offer care at no cost.
53-year-old Ana Yanes was in crisis. It was 2019, and her husband's kidney transplant was failing. She says his health got so bad he couldn't work. He lost his job, and with it, the employer-based medical insurance they depended on. Yana says it came at the worst possible time.
Everything happened so fast. I kid you not. He lost his job June 28. By July 8, he was already admitted to the hospital.
She spent days scouring the internet and making frantic phone calls to find coverage. They didn't qualify for Medicaid in Florida. Private health insurance was also out of reach. Then Yanis came across the Hillsborough County Health Care Plan. It's paid for by a county sales tax and offers free care to residents with low income who can't access insurance. Yanis applied and says within a week, she and her husband were covered.
They really put him first, you know what I mean? With the time frame, we were running out of time, you know, everything was just coming down, and he made it. It was a blessing.
Yanis' husband died last fall, but she credits the plan for the extra years they got to spend together. Now she's using the coverage to work on improving her own health.
I miss him, but also I'm focused now on, okay, let's get better.
Philip Conti oversees the Hillsborough County Health Care Plan. He says since Florida's Medicaid program is largely restricted to seniors, children, and pregnant people, most residents on the county plan are middle-aged adults. Many lack stable jobs and housing.
Those socioeconomic conditions put them at a greater risk of chronic diseases, certainly not treating what it is that they have, and also using emergency rooms as their primary care with no follow-up.
Patients choose one of four networks of local providers that include hospital systems and federally qualified health centers. Primary and specialty care is covered, as are medications and some dental and vision services, all with no premiums or copays.
In the name of really encouraging preventative care. So what happens is that when we take the ability to pay off the table, we hope that people will take advantage of that and use that to improve their overall health.
All of this is paid for with a half-cent sales tax the county's been using since it was created in the early 90s. Jay Wolfson, a public health professor at the University of South Florida, helped get it off the ground.
That was an educational process, and you know, quite frankly, it took a lot of resources.
He and others spent years working with businesses and elected officials. They also had to convince the state legislature to pass a law allowing counties to impose the sales tax used to fund the program. Wolfson says it was a tough sell at times, but he's proud to see the work paid off.
Getting the local community to buy into the value of its own citizens. A healthy community is a productive community. It's an economically credible community.
And even though the program is helping some 13,000 residents, officials say there's room for thousands more. Hillsborough County has grown dramatically since the program began, and a lot of people don't even know it exists. But signing up for healthcare involves research, pulling documents together, and navigating online application portals or phone lines. Ana Yanes says that requires time and energy some people don't feel they have.
So I think they're just more focused on keeping a roof over their shoulders right now than worrying about medical insurance. Does that make sense?
County staff say they get that. And that's why Philip Conti, who oversees the program, says in the last couple years, his team has shifted its strategy.
How are you? Good. Do you have health insurance?
At a recent health fair, county staffer Cassandra Blaylock answered questions and registered individuals for the program on the spot. It's a major pivot from the county's old approach, which relied on referrals from healthcare providers and online searches. And they're doing more to help applicants overcome digital barriers. Conti says it's helping, but knows there's more work to be done.
No one in this county should go without health care. If they do need health care, they can come to us and we'll help them through it.
Some advocates in Florida are continuing their calls to expand Medicaid. Hillsborough officials say they don't know what would become of the county plan if that happened, but they hope it will serve as a model for similar initiatives in other communities. For Here and Now, I'm Stephanie Colombini.